Okay, Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing Parashat Vayishlach. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shalema of all the Cholim, Bichlalam, Chenda, Baracham, Achanushan, and the Mechan, Ogam, Nifkas, Salamon, Unesh, Salamon, Sanara, Davin, Merachad, Efav, Derav, Rifkab, Derav, Rifkab, Dester, Shalomom, Nister, Fahim, Elam, Shaman, Achana, Efav, and Miriam, Yehudam, Nifa, Chaya, Sabrat, Chabar, Avav, Achana, Simcha, Ben, Malkam, Yerav, Nachab, Elizabeth, Miriam, Chana, Adan, Avdam, 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 דנו ונעשה את החמונים להחכמות המלכה, יש שם הנטר ויום הנפיים, יש שם נראה שם נראה, יש שם נראה שם נראה, יש שם נראה, יש שם נראה, קבלן ישוב אנחנו נראה, נעשה את שם. שנה דבר תגילה בת מרים, להבדיל ונשמע דוד, רחב את אליהו, דוד מן אליהו, ליד המטפר משבור נשאל בועז מרם, נראה מטרון, נראה מרם, אדם מרם, משהו מנפר, שם בן משה, להבדיל לרעיון דבר בת מרים. אוקיי, I love פרשת וישלח, because it is one of the sources in our Torah for what we know as today as Tarof. Be comfortable, be comfortable. Sit. Everywhere is open. Okay, so where do we see Tarof in the sixth parasha? We know the story. Yaakov knows he's about to greet Esav. He comes with a whole nation and he brings gifts. He wants to bring gifts to Esav. And they finally greet and they hug. And Yaakov comes with this whole group of people and these gifts. And I want to read inside how the wording of the Torah says it. So Esav asked Yaakov, what did you intend by bringing this whole camp that now I'm meeting? And so Yaakov tells him, he answered to give favor in my Lord's eyes. I wanted to find favor in your eyes. Okay, so now Esav says a very important line. Vayomer Esav yesh li rav. Esav says, I have plenty. Meaning, he says, you're trying to bring me kavod, bring me gifts, bring me... I don't need it, I have everything. I have plenty, he says, yesh li rav. Okay, now how does Yaakov respond to that? So Yaakov tries to convince him, Alna ibna matzadechen be'enecha, I found favor in your eyes, v'chule, v'chule. He says, Kachnat birchati asher huvad lach, ki chanani Elohim v'chi yesh li kol. He says, take from me this gift. Why? Because I have everything. What's the difference between what Yaakov says and what Esav says? Esav says, yesh li rav. I have, what does he say? I have lot, I have plenty. Yaakov responds to him, no, please take it, because yesh li kol, I have everything. Plenty versus everything. First of all, was Esav really intending not to take it? So, on the simple understanding, yeah. I mean, he didn't want to take it. But the Midrash actually says that no, this is Esav tarofing. And it actually words it. I'll read you what the English says. It says over here, it's an outer display of formal insincere etiquette. He wanted to take it, he acted like he didn't. That's what Tarof is, exactly what Tarof is. Just a cute idea. But what is the difference between Yeshli Rav, Esav saying, I have plenty, and Yaakov responding, Yeshli Kol, I have everything. So this is the way Rashi explains it. Rashi says, Esav was saying, I have plenty, I have more than I need, I'm rich, I'm this, I'm that, with gava, with being full of oneself, I don't need your gifts, I think I need what you're going to give me. But what does Yaakov respond to? No, Yeshli Kol. You can have plenty, but I have everything. I may not even have as much as you, but I have everything. Meaning, I'm happy with what I have. And this is the derech, this is the way of the tzaddikim. Righteous people, whether they have a lot, or they have a little, no matter what, because they're happy with what they have, that is everything. That can be everything for a person. Sometimes you have people that have much more than others, but they're not as happy. Because happiness doesn't always stem from having more. Sometimes, and most times, happiness stems from a person being happy with what they have, being satisfied with what they have. And this is what the Pirkei Avot says. The Pirkei Avot says, who's a wealthy person, Ezeu Ashir, Hasameach Bechelko, somebody who is satisfied and happy with what they have. This is exactly what Yaakov is saying. But I want to take a little twist. Esav, the way we explained it, was Esav was saying out of Gava, I have plenty, I don't need your gifts. But if you dive in a little bit deeper, and this is the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim comes and says, most people read it that way. But he likes to translate a little bit differently. What does it mean, Yesh Li Rav, I have plenty? The Chafetz Chaim says, it doesn't mean I have more than I need. He says, no, I have so much, I have plenty. But still, I can't be satisfied. I'm not happy with what I have. And I'm not grateful for what I have. This is what the Chafetz Chaim says. Yeshli Rav, I have plenty, means I have so much, but still, no matter what you give me, it's not going to help me. He's telling Yaakov. This is Yaakov, and this fits in very nicely. Because Yaakov's saying, I want to give you these gifts. Esav says, no, don't give it to me. Why? Because no matter what you give me, it doesn't help me. I have so much already and it's not bringing me the simcha. Because Esav is lacking the main key of wealth. And what is that? Being happy with what you have. He was losing what Yaakov had. And so that's what Yaakov tells him. Yaakov tries to hint back to him. What does Yaakov respond? It fits in so beautifully. Yaakov responds back to him, Habibi, the reason why you're not happy is because you're saying I have plenty. Change your mindset. Yeshli kol. Start remembering that you should feel that you have everything. If you feel you have everything, you'll be happy. And that's when Esav takes it. Now look at the story differently. First we explained, Esav, I have everything, I don't need what you're going to give me, I have more than what I need. And Yaakov tells him, no, I have everything I need, please take this. And Esav says, okay, fine. But why would he take it? So unless he's tarofing, why would he take it? If you explain it the way we're explaining it, listen to the story now. Esav comes in and says, I have so much, Yaakov. What are you bringing me this for? I have so much, no matter what you give me, it doesn't make me happy. Yaakov responds to him, because you have the wrong mindset. Fix your mindset and start thinking, yeshli kol. Remind yourself that it's not having more or less, it's the mindset of being happy with whatever you have, which is going to bring you that wealth, which is going to bring you that happiness. If you have that mindset, then take this. And Esav agrees, and Esav takes this. This is such a beautiful explanation of the story between Yaakov and Esav and the giving of the gifts. And I think this is such a beautiful life lesson. Many times, and this is so common, we go through life and people are running after money, people are running after physical wealth, and they think that's genuinely going to bring them true simcha, true happiness. But I can guarantee you, and I've heard this from hundreds of people, I've seen this from the wealthiest of all people, and they've told me, they say, no matter how much money you bring, the more money that we get, the more stress it entails. And of course, a person needs money in order to live a comfortable life, I'm not saying not. But a lot of times people have this misconception that if I have a lot more money, that will bring me the happiness. No, it's how your mindset is with what you have, with the money that you have, that will bring you the happiness, the true happiness generally. If a person is able to bring himself to realize that whatever I have is from Hashem, whatever Hashem wants me to have is what I have. Be happy with what you have. Don't try to compare what you have to what somebody else has. Don't try to compare. And this is so important, especially in today's generation, that everybody is looking on social media, seeing what the next person has. People are looking and watching, oh, this person goes on this trip, goes on this vacation. Everyone goes to Miami for Pesach. Everyone goes here. And they think, if I don't go, that means I can't fit into this thing, to this group. And they're constantly pushing themselves above sometimes what their limit can hold. But if you tell yourself, yeshli kol, be like Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu said, I don't need to know what you have. All I need to know is that I have what I need. And if you remind yourself every single day, yeshli kol, I have everything that I need. I'm so happy. I'm so grateful. Thank Hashem. Start reminding yourself throughout the day all of the things that Hashem gives you. Whether it's parnasah, whether it's health, whether it's a family, whether it's a good family, a healthy family, parents, whatever it may be. Remind yourself constantly every day of all of these things. Appreciate them. And you'll remind yourself this very, very important point that Yaakov was telling Esav in an indirect way. Esav, you want to be happy? You know why you keep saying I have plenty and you're not happy? It's because you don't have the right mindset. Tell yourself, yeshli kol. Start to convince yourself that you have everything that you need, and that's when true happiness and joy will come. I give everyone a bracha that we should all have this mindset of Yaakov Avinu. Remind yourselves every day, yesh lanu kol. We have everything that we need, and you will have true happiness. Have a great day.